Good evening, and welcome to Kel's Wonderful Life. I want to be serious for a moment and talk about something important to all of us here on the show. Bacon. What is it? Where does it come from? What makes it magical? You would be surprised to learn that it isn't forged by dark elves in salty subterranean bacon mines deep within the bowels of the earth. It wasn't named for Sir Francis Bacon, the 16th century philosopher, or Roger Bacon, the 13th century philosopher, or Kevin Bacon, the 20th century actor. Nor was it named for the Bacon Rebellion of Jamestown, Virginia in 1676. In fact, the word bacon derives from the Old German Bacho, meaning buttock or ham. So, in a way, bacon means pig's ass. Of course, it doesn't just come from a pig's ass. There are many varieties of bacon, all of which come from different parts of the animal. There's the most recognized rasher of bacon that comes from the belly of a pig and has long streaky veins of meat and fat. It's the most popular type in the US, and in these parts seems to consist more of fat than meat. There's also middle bacon, which comes from the side of the pig, and back bacon that comes from the dorsal cuts and has a very ham-like consistency. Bacon can also come from the hock, neck, and rump. There are breeds of pigs specifically raised for their bacon content, most notably the Yorkshire and Tamworth types. The thing that sets bacon apart from other preparations of meat is that it's cured with salt or brine and often smoked. This is not to be confused with things like prosciutto, which, while smoked, is technically a ham. Bacon was most likely developed by the Chinese in 1500 BC as a way of preserving pork bellies. By the 5th century BC, bacon technology had made its way to the Western world, and by 100 BC had formed a staple part of the Roman diet. A recipe for bacon featured in the world's first known cookbook, written by Apicius, a student of Epicurus, from which we derive the term epicure, for one with a refined taste. The word larder, meaning a place to store food, comes from the Latin word for bacon fat. Bacon was also one of the first foods industrialized, bringing salty, crispy goodness to all and sundry. You might ask yourself, though, why is bacon so popular now? Why has it become something of a cultural phenomenon in its own right, very nearly a meme itself? One theory is that in a world where we're told to eat healthy, lose weight, cut out fats and salt, and fun, bacon means one thing: rebellion. An inversion of the social order and a refutation of all the namby-pamby, smarmy, teetotaling do-gooders always telling us how to live. Bacon is the piracy of food. It means freedom. Swashbuckling, salty freedom. And damn anyone who stands in the way. The importance of bacon as a cultural movement is beginning to be recognized. The internet is replete with web pages dedicated to the history, meaning, and preparation of bacon. There's even a holy church of bacon, which holds as part of its dogma that Chuck Norris is composed entirely of bacon. A quick search on Amazon.com turned up 1,700 books entirely on the topic of bacon. And International Bacon Day is held on the first Saturday of September, which is coming up, so mark it on your calendars. So you might be wondering, why is this a Kel's Wonderful Life segment and not a random factoid? Well, it just so happens that the one thing at which American dominance is indisputable is the production and consumption of bacon. Average Americans eat over 8 kilograms of bacon in a year. Needless to say, their bacon technology is far in advance of ours, and from personal experience and the testimony of other Aussies I've asked, it is exceedingly good. Yes, life is wonderful. This has been Kel's Wonderful Life, where horrible bacony goodness happens every week, guaranteed.